This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, March 13, 2013. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Comet Pan-STARRS, C2011L4, is now low in the western sky after sunset. According to reports from the Southern Hemisphere, the still-brightening comet is now magnitude 2, as bright as the brightest stars of the Big Dipper, and can be seen by the unaided eye starting 30 minutes after sunset in clear weather. Griffith Observatory's special Pan-STARRS webpage has a finder chart that should help you to spot the comet. Binoculars are recommended to provide a good view of the tail. Weather permitting, Griffith Observatory will provide public viewing of the comet through our telescopes and binoculars starting 30 minutes after sunset on nights that we are open, Wednesday through Sunday. Please note that unauthorized telescopes are not permitted on the grounds of the observatory. The comet is now as close to the Earth as it will get, about 100 million miles from us, and will be at its closest to the Sun at a distance of 27 million miles on Saturday the 9th. The slender crescent moon will appear to the lower right of the comet on Tuesday the 12th and will appear above the comet on the following night. Daylight saving time starts on Sunday morning, March 10th. On that date, 1:59 a.m. Pacific Standard Time will be followed by 3 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The skipped hour will be made up when Standard Time resumes on November 3rd. The waning crescent moon can be seen before sunrise on Sunday, March 10th. The moon is new on the 11th. The planet Jupiter, in Taurus the Bull, is unmistakably bright and is high in the southwest during evening twilight. The giant planet's four largest moons can be seen close to the planet through binoculars. Jupiter is one of the objects featured through Griffith Observatory's public telescopes. The ringed planet Saturn in Libra the Scales is visible as a bright golden object in the southeast sky after midnight. Saturn is at its highest and in the south about 3 hours before sunrise. A telescope will reveal the northern face of Saturn's spectacular ring system and several of the planet's moons. By late May, Saturn will be visible in the evening sky and will be a featured object at Griffith Observatory. The International Space Station will make a pass over Los Angeles on the morning of Tuesday, March 12th. The ISS will be the brightest object in the sky as it moves from the southwest to the northeast horizon between 6:40 and 6:46 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The ISS will be nearly overhead at 6:43 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Free views of the Sun during the day and of the Moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes Wednesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th. Remember to arrive before 7 o'clock p.m. to see Comet Pan-STARRS. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.